bam, and you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. Hey, I'm broad, said I'm broader than Broadway. Won't you join me, please? Yes, I'm broad, said I'm broader, said I'm a broader than Broadway. And I'm, what are we doing now? What a diddling, 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 diddling ourselves. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and we'll make a good goulash berber. Oh yeah, look at those muscles. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your friend Jess Wood. Hello, 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 bonjour, hola, welcome, how are ya? Everybody good? What? Welcome. I'm putting on my jewelry. I'm running late. I'm running late, ski babies. That's why I always put on 2:02 p.m. Instead of a 2 p.m. start, I say 2:02 p.m. because who knows what this lady is going to be going through. Hi, everybody. Hello. Hello. Listen, I've seen this done before, and I don't usually choose to do things that have been done before because I want to be my own lady. But guess what? I haven't done any of the stuff, meaning like, look, putting on the lotion. I feel like people want to see you put on lotion. I mean, I'm not slathering it on my tatas, but still, why not? Hey, put on some lotion, lady. You know what I mean? Like, brighten up your fucking self. What are we doing here if you're not brightening up yourself for your people? Hello, my people. Hello, my lovers, my friends who are lovers. Listen, first of all, I don't know if you care or if you're already talked out of this situation, but that battle, the rap battle that's going on right now, I mean, I don't even think it's going on. I don't even think it's a battle anymore. If you've heard Kendrick's, oh my goodness. And you know, I'm from the West Coast. Here's the thing. I don't know if everybody knows me. Hello, my name's Jess. I'm from LA. Which, you know, when I show people my tattoo or when people see my tattoo and they're like, are you from Los Angeles? And I go, no, I'm from Wyoming. But gosh, I went to LA and I just felt such a, of course the fuck I'm from LA. What are we talking about here? You know what I mean? Like, who are you calling a hua? I really just feel like the tattoo speaks for itself. Genghis Khan. Do you know what I'm talking about? I hung out with some gangy ass motherfuckers. Look at what I'm doing. I'm doing this thing that I've seen women do that I thought, why would you ever put on makeup in front of people? But you know what? Hey, let's do it. Let's fucking do it. I'm gonna rebel by fitting in. Because you know, I was raised by people who were like, why, my mom, oh, she'd be so disappointed. Jesse, don't play into the games. Don't go for the games. I'm going for the games, Ma. I'm getting my games on. I'm doing my makeup. I'm getting my game. Hey, I see my people here. What? Fuck yeah. Because some people do their fucking makeup on this thing. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to do it. Instead of being all stressed out and being like, oh, I'm going to be late to the show. And instead of just taking a day off of makeup, I'm not taking a day off of makeup. I'm not doing it, fuckers. And aren't you lucky? Look at this. Blue mascara. Okay, first of all, I started to talk about the Drake and Kendrick thing. Aubrey, I feel like it's not that you care really probably what my opinion is about this, but I have to tell you, being from New York, I'm not from New York, being from Los Angeles and living in New York all this time, it's kind of funny that I still, you know, want to sing NWA songs and Ice Cube and all this stuff, because I feel like, and that's not the only LA. Listen, I hung out with House of Pain guys, not that that's like a big, you know, whatever. And it was, we all hung out during the LA riots. Do you know what I'm talking about? I mean, we hung out all the time. Don't get me wrong, because we were all neighbors in Hollywood. We all lived in Hollywood, California, when House of Pain first got together. I remember, and they were so cute. Oh my God, so cute. And that's the thing, like, as a girl, like, you know, I used to hang out with gang members, and it wasn't because I wanted to be hard and be a gang member. It's because I thought they were really cute. Anyway, I love a criminal. I love a criminal. I think everybody does. I think even the boys love a bad girl. What's up? And also bad girl Riri. But talking about going back to that rap battle, it's not a battle at all. So being from Los Angeles, I was so proud to see all the Crip walking, you know, because I was... I did go to school with a lot of Crips growing up. Now, I hung out more with essays, with cholos. Essay! Like I told you, I'd never been essayed by an essay. Do you know what I'm talking about? You do if you listen to the, you know, what they you have to say on TikTok. But anyways, my school that I went to, a couple of the schools that I went to, this one school called Walt Whitman, it was behind Fairfax High School, like a continuation school behind Fairfax High School in Hollywood, California. And we had some, you know, rolling 30s and some Crips there and stuff, and they were really cute, and this one guy wanted to take me to a motel, like a motel. He's like, I got a line on a really good motel. We could go to a motel room after school. After school, like we're in 10th grade. You know what I mean? We're in 10th grade. Cheers to the 10th graders going to motel rooms after school. I didn't ever do it because you know what? My friend Rainiel, she lived like near him. She was like, girl, you can't. And anyways, but that was also the same time that we went to that Run DMC show where there was a riot. And we were, and the kids at school were like, you shouldn't go to the Run DMC show. It was going to be a riot. We were like, what? No. And then we went and it was, I remember Houdini, stop it. Let's go back, Gen X. Houdini opened for them. And I remember as soon as they started playing Friends and a fucking chair flu. Do you know, were you there at the fucking, what was it down in South LA? The Coliseum? No, it wasn't the Coliseum, the arena, the LA Sports Arena. Was that what it was called? Anyway, I don't think it's there anymore. It's not, definitely not called that anymore. It's probably called like the Staples fucking whatever. Anyway, you know, some sort of corporation, but it was like butter. So yeah, oh man, all these stories. So anyway, so of course I'm very excited when I hear the Kendrick, they're not like us, they're not like us, they're not like us. And I was very excited because also this week, it's kind of funny how the universe works. And yeah, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring the universe into this. And sure, the police can come if, you know, if they feel the need, they should pass me right by, like Far Side. Can you hear that? Anyway, when I was going to work last week, I got on the train and there was a spare seat across from me and the, person who went and sat on that seat was a very handsome gentleman who happened to look a lot like the Crips that I was talking about that I went to school with in the 10th grade. Well, I only talk about the 10th grade because I left after the 10th grade. I know, I'm so intelligent. And I'm not going to say basically either. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Thanks so much. I'm happy for you to be here. So anyway, he got on the train and he sat right across from me and we weren't even really looking at each other. I mean, not really. Like, it wasn't like a full on, you know, our eyes met across the train and we were immediately drawn to one another. Like it wasn't that. But however, there was an energy that you couldn't help, but you couldn't deny it. You just couldn't, guys. I'm fucking serious. Because at a certain point, now, and I keep looking over at him and this is how he looks. Okay, you ready? He's got a blue hoodie, a blue cap, baseball cap on, with in blue writing, New York City, blue brim, blue beaded necklace coming out of the blue sweatshirt. Now, when you have blue on blue on blue on blue on blue, and I'm and like some teardrops and a cross and some old English lettering on your arms, I'm not judging you when I think that you may be a Crip, because I went to school with folks, I was friends with folks who resembled this gentleman. I looked at him like perhaps we knew one another. He looked my age. So when I did glimpse over at him, glimpse, I threw him a glimpse, glimpsed at him. See, here's where the schooling comes up, or lack thereof. He also looked at me and he smiled. And that's how come I knew we were like from the same place. Like I knew it. And so then, at a certain point I had my headphones on and he waved his hand and I go, yeah, what's up? And he goes, can I get your phone number? And I was like, oh, like that is not, honestly, that's not a New York, like New York. I mean, sometimes in New York, but New York, it's more like, hey, what's up? Like trying to be cool. Like the dudes here, you know, they think who the fuck they are. You know what I'm sure, you know what I'm talking about? Like, you know, they fucking walk around like, what the fuck? You know, because there's more women here than men percentage wise. So they have like a real dude about the whole thing. So this gentleman, however, did not. So he asked for my phone number. I said, no, I don't just give my phone number out. I said, but what about social media? So I gave him my name to go on to the socials and we could be friends, you know, and we could talk from there. Like everybody does kind of now, right? You don't give your phone number. What are you going to call me? Like, what is this? You know, and then I was thinking, it's a different lifestyle sometimes. I don't want to assume anything has been happening with this gentleman before he and I met. But there was a couple of things that led me to believe that perhaps he had just kind of come back from perhaps being somewhere else. And so when I said to him, oh, nice to meet you. My name's Jessica. And he goes, I said, what's your name? And then he picked up his hand and he had a tattoo on his hand that said something. And I said, no, your real name. And then he told me his real name. And I said, oh, so nice to meet you. I said, I feel like I know you. Do I look familiar? Because you look familiar to me. I said, I grew up in L.A. I said, what's up, cuz? I said, what's up, cuz? And he goes, oh my goodness, how did you know this? Like, it was so funny, his reaction. His reaction, chef's kiss, priceless and a delight. And I said, because I'm from LA and I used to hang out. And he's like, you used to hang out? And I was like, yeah. And then I told him what school I went to also. And he's like, oh. And then, you know, again, the Run DMC show. I mean, I don't want to have to qualify. Here's my resume. Here is my resume of being down with everyone who's quite gangsta. And so stupid. I'm so dumb. And so he and I, like, I thought we were really going to, like, maybe go on a date. You know, I'm ready to go out on a date with this gentleman. But he hasn't gotten in touch. So who knows? I also ran into a friend of mine who you may have recognized when I posted. I didn't put his name and I just thought whoever would know. And it was really fun to see him. And what's interesting about seeing friends of mine who've gained a lot of success in what we do is seeing the people around that get so excited. Oh my God, they get so excited to see them. And this guy, like, people wanted to take pictures. It was so cute. We got on the train and these girls were like, oh, like you could look over to the side and these girls were like, oh my God. Like, it was very, very cute. I enjoyed it very much. Cause you know what? When your friends are successful, you're successful, right? Like, of course. Like, that's like, that shit's rubbing off on me, baby. We're going places. What? I don't know what to say. So anyway, I haven't heard from my Crip friend, but we'll see. Fingers and ankles crossed. Ankles crossed and uncrossed. Ankles crossed and uncrossed. If you know, you know. What is she? Talking Crip walking? Okay, stop it. I know. Okay, Listen, you are listening, and I thank you. Okay. 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 Should I say okay one more time? Say what again? I watched one of the funniest comedy specials I've ever seen in my life. And you know me, I'm a mad comedy special lover. And, or as my friend Shannon would say, I'm a slut for comedy specials. Because I hope to have my own soon. You know what I'm saying? And so you all, if you want to laugh, this is going in my top 10. This is going in my top 10. Hot Cross Buns, Dave Attell. Dave Attell. Oh my God. Now, yes, he's been around forever. And if you've ever gotten to if you ever get to New York, or if you're in New York and you haven't seen him live, you must see him live. And he's easy to see. He's always on stage. So Dave Attell. But this special, it's on Netflix. Hot Cross Buns. Ah, it is so funny. It's so funny that your face hurts after you finished watching it because you can't even stand it. Like you can't hardly stand it. I had to shut the fuck up to hear the next line. That's how funny it was. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to watch it again, even though I have all of the hits from it in my head. Oh, Lord. So that's a big recommendation, okay? Okay. And listen, I know I keep saying listen, but because I'm going to get a little vulnerable, I had told you I had this show at New York Comedy Club where I was going to do a tape, and I did it, and I was so hard on myself about it. That's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to talk shit about myself, because I always tell you all, don't talk shit about yourself, because why? It's a waste of fucking time. But yo, I would be lying to you if I told you I was not like, oh my. I at one point I had to say out loud to myself, damn, Jessica, don't be so mean to yourself. Like, I had to say that out loud to myself. Like, God damn, why? And everything seemed so final too. Like, I was just like a baby. Like, I guess I can't do this ever again. And like, people were like, what the fuck? And you know, I got laughs. It's not like I went up there and I died a fucking terrible death. I didn't at all. I fucking got laughs. You know, I'm funny. I know I'm funny. We know I'm funny. But here's the thing. When I've been going around and flexing my little muscles in front of all the younger comics at the mics, I mean, fuck, I told you it's at Ego Check. Ego Check at the door. Hi, you haven't been doing this longer than some of these motherfuckers been alive. Just forget about that and just go on stage and flex your little, do your gym, do your push-ups, you know what I mean? Ooh, this looked weird. Anyway, I felt like I had been working out so hard. I've been exercising not only my mind, but my muscles and my comedy and the set, and everything was well prepared, well relaxed, well sought out, well thought out, sought out. Anyway, you know, sought out the correct, you know, relaxation, meditated, fucking wrote, exercised, listened to music, you know, all the things. And then, wouldn't you know, a girl got in her head, a lady. Okay, I'm a lady. A lady got in her head. This lady right here. Remember those shirts? This lady right here. Mary is my homegirl. Jesus is my homeboy. I got in my head, and then I got up on stage, and I wanted to fuck around on stage instead of doing like my act, because I had a set act for the tape. I wanted to tape, you know, you get structure. And like, it was like, I was between like rigidity and wanting to ease up, and I couldn't find my place. And so I kind of got in between, and I hit a couple things, you know, and like a couple of my friends who were comedians and performers, they all said, look, all you need is a couple of good clips. You don't even need the whole fucking tape, because what do you need the whole tape? Nobody has an attention span that's longer than 30 seconds. So you got a good couple of laughs, pops, fucking put that up, post that, flood the internet with it, baby, go. But here's the thing. I do want a longer one because I want to be able to submit it to shit. So I was real hard on myself, like God damn, like, what are you, wow, shit. You know how sometimes we do that? And I talk all this stuff and I do all these things. And then I was like, look, just because you talk all this stuff and you do all the things doesn't mean you could, it's going to work every time. Doesn't mean like it's going to come easy. What are you, some sort of Yoda? You're not. You're a human being person. Relax on yourself, you know? So I had to fucking relax. And guess what it took? It took me not being able to get in touch with a friend that I called to try to mope and be like, my set was bad on Comedy Stage. And then I thought to myself, you know what? My aunties aren't doing well. My older aunties aren't doing well. Let me call my aunties. Call my aunties. And she's like, you're a witch. I needed you to call. I've been ill, your poor, you know, my sister, your aunt, and me, and blah. And I was like, I got completely out of my own bullshit and sat with her on the phone with what's real. Sicknesses, old age, people that might be in need of you to check in and get out of your own head. Get out of your own way. And now I'm not saying you can't feel disappointed if you feel like you didn't do the best fucking thing that you wanted to do. I understand. You got to feel the feel, right? But God damn, got to let it go now. Got to let it go. You know, feel it and let it go. Don't let that harbor. Like, it was so on me. Like, I was on my own ass. Are you looking at my smoothie now? You'd think I was doing a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. I had to make. I slept. Listen, I'm psyched I slept late, but goddamn, I slept late. And so I'm here now with the stuff. And guess what? I appreciate all y'all saying this, the non-beat up and all that stuff. It's easy to say. And I often will say it out loud to y'all. And here's the thing. Want to hear one of the most beautiful things I heard this week regarding not beating yourself up? Or, you know what she said to me? She said, if, this is my friend Deb, shout out to Deb, if you're going to beat yourself up, use a feather. What? If you're going to beat yourself up, use a feather? Come on. That's beautiful. Are you kidding? I think I got a little well on when she told me that. I was like, that shit is fucking beautiful. I'm gonna tell everybody I know. Because everybody I know, whether they say it out loud or not, are in their heads. We're all doing it. We're all beating ourselves up once in a while. I'm just saying. You know what I'm talking about. So let's ease up on that, my brothers and my sisters. And oi is right, my love. And that's what I mean. Like, I got to sit there for like an hour on the phone with my aunties. What's real? What's really going on? You know? Where could I be in service? Like, when I'm feeling sorry for myself, I forget. Also, that baby reindeer, even though I finished it like a week or two ago, or probably a week ago, I can't get that whole ego lesson out of my head. I feel like that show is one huge lesson on ignoring red flags because somebody's stroking your ego. Boom. Did you feel it? Did you feel that from that? Because God dang. And I really, really am seeing things, I don't know, clearer because of that, I guess. Is that what it is? Must be. Must be. So, yeah. Thank you. It's a new moon today. I don't know if anybody is doing. And I miss Beltane. Beltane. Happy Beltane. And I got to, you know, all the lessons I got from Barbara Jean, the cat, last week from being at Shannon's. Thank you, Shannon. Thank you, Barbara Jean. I also love that whenever I correspond with Shannon now, she sends me something that says, Bab sends her love. Oh, red flags. You don't need to run towards them. I know they look fun because they're like real bright and exciting. But, you know, we just remind, you know, it's what it is I think staying present and feeling how you feel after you've hung out with somebody. I think that's the only way you know red flags. Look at, it's like I'm wearing the red flag camisole. Hi, red flag camisole brought to you by the Red Flag Show on Get Wood today. A very special episode. I don't know why my mom wanted to narrate that, but yeah, red flags are tempting. They're exciting. They tend to be into drugs and alcohol and maybe some cheating even on the side. That'll keep it fun. That'll keep me distracted from myself. I mean, that's the whole thing, right? Is like, wait, why am I doing this? Oh, right, to distract from my own self, from my own power, from my own beauty and passions. Too real? Want, want. You know what got a huge laugh at the comedy club? When I yelled out, burn her, she's a witch. Yes, that got a gigantic laugh at the comedy club, which, sure, I'll post it because God bless America, they still want to burn us. Good grief. Hey, did you know that I'd left my, I only have 4 minutes left and I could improvise again, but guess what? Guess what? I never do that, and I'm doing things that I never do anymore. I'm taking chances, and I'm going wild, and I'm going crazy. So there, right? Nobody left. We're all still here. Okay, I talked about so many things already. Hot cross buns, Beltane. We did go to the beach on Beltane, Juliet and myself, because it had been really chilly here, and it did, and we finally were able to go to the beach. And if you can go to any kind of nature right now, oh my gosh, I'm going to work right now to my what they call survival job, you know, which I often really relate to. And like I said before, I really enjoyed doing the waitressing more than the bartending at this particular job, because the bartending tends to be quite labor intensive. Even though when you are a waitress and you are not a bartender, you tend to not have as much power with the people, which I, you know what? If I'm your waitress, I don't mind because I'm waiting around and I'm getting your order and getting the food out. But if I am considered your server, I shall not serve you. Do you know what I'm saying? Ew. So I often will go up and be like, hey, my name's Jess and I'm going to be here with you for a little while. Let's have some fun and get you some good foods. Woo! Taking it to the streets. What's that? Old song. Any hoosers, listen, I'm so excited to tell you that I'm bringing back my storytelling show. So if you are near or in or around or coming to New York, please come to Brooklyn, Coney Island Museum to be exact. June 9th is my show, and I cannot... Everyone's mad about it. Do you hear them? They're all honking to get tickets. It's going to be Sunday, June 9th at 7 p.m. And so excited for the storytellers that I have booked for this first show. It's the theme is Brooklyn. And I have everyone is from Brooklyn or has lived in Brooklyn for quite some time. And but mostly from. So I hope that you can make it. And I would like to thank you so much again for always being here with me. And I also have to tell you, I will not be here the next 2 weeks because I'm going to be traveling again. Yes, I'm going to be in Puerto Rico. And so I am actually traveling on those two Tuesdays. So instead of schlepping all the shit around and trying to find a thing and doing a thing, I never leave you. And these will be my only 2 weeks. I swear I won't leave you, Johnny. I swear I'll be back and I'll be better than ever. I'll be rested and I'll have some color in my cheeks and it won't be the blush that I've applied earlier in the show. I do look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks. And please, while I'm gone, remember me by sharing my show. It's free and it's so fun. And Well, today you heard stories of my time with Crips and growing up in Los Angeles and the battle that is not a battle of rap and so many other things that were lovely. Hot cross buns, Dave Attell, special comedy. Oh, just... how comedy is supposed to be done. And I do hope that you also feel that that is also this, and that we also go deep into, oh, I don't know, ego deaths and things of that nature. Why do I sound like all the different comedians that I love? I don't know, but perhaps they're all just coming through. All right, I just adore you. I do. I adore you. And I know that you're just doing the best you can. And so I am telling you, you're killing it, because you are. And I'm so proud of you. And I know a lot of you in here personally, and I know what you've been doing. I see you, and I can't be more proud of you. You're just killing it. And I love you so much. And, yay. And keep me abreast of all the things. And I shall see everyone in just a couple of beautiful, beautiful tropical weeks. And please follow me on here for luscious shots of the paradise I shall be in. Share with your friends. Don't do anything you don't want to do. I love you so much. I'll see you in a few Tuesdays. Okay.